Have you ever heard people say if they kept their meat too long before it got spoiled, it would be it would taste kind of
ranchy?
Have you ever heard people say it's gotten strong?
Yeah, it gets strong.
But if it's strong, that doesn't necessarily mean it's spoiled yet?
No, it's not spoiled. It's just strong. Actually, most of the time when it's spoiled would be when skippers would get it. That's with old Matthew. I call them skippers because you uncover them when the dudes jump around.
Yeah. I see.
That's where folks eat enough to take the bone out. I wouldn't put enough salt on it to cure it.
Is that the same way that people would describe the taste of butter that's been kept too long?
Yeah, butter gets old, rancid, strong. It'll do that in a deep freeze.
Have you ever heard anybody use the word funky to describe that taste of butter?
No.
I never heard that?
No. Could have, but you know, I don't remember.
Uh-huh. Well, getting back to talking about the different rooms in your house, could you tell me what you would have, typical things that you would have in your bedroom that you wouldn't have anywhere else in the house?
Well, used to have an old thing they called a chest. That they put clothes in. It was it took the place of a closet. Way back young, they didn't have a closet in the house. But they'd build these chests, wardrobe chests, they call them, you know. And the thing might be 8 or 10 feet high, with shelves up top where you put your hats, and then place to hang your clothes.
Now, was that the thing that had drawers and a dresser, I mean a mirror to it?
No. No, you're talking about a later year. There's later years they have this chest with the drawers and mirror on it. Some of them would call them bureaus. Way back, you know, they'd build this thing. I've seen them made out of huge lumber, where they hew out the boards, you know. And maybe they'd hew them out some cedar boards and line this thing with cedars. And they're supposed to